Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 35 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. Four of those were here in Lagos. Please continue to limit your movement. When you're out and about, wear a mask. I met Tanvita's parents downstairs, and I liked that they were both wearing their masks. Tanvita as well was also wearing a mask. I really liked that. And don't forget, of course, to keep your distance from people. I didn't keep my distance. I had to give Tanvita's mom a hug. Because you know they've raised such a brilliant girl, you know. So, but don't be like me. Like seriously, keep your distance from people, and wash your hands and sanitize as frequently as possible. Second hard fact of the day. You know I have to do this. Like I have to. It's something that I have to do all the time. It's 6 days until the return of I Beg to Differ.
Good day, honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Samitha Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over. Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is commenced here in
the I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated
16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now is that
but now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The full meaning of a job means joining other businesses.
No second chances. Win or go home.
What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, Naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 10.3 19.12. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Printivo.
The stage is set. The first round starts next Monday. That's, of course, the round of 16, just like last time. But we've only selected 14 debaters so far. Tomorrow, right here on Hard Facts, the last two spots will be up for grabs. We're going to have four contestants debating in the playoffs at 4 p.m. tomorrow. So there will be no glass ceiling. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have the very first debate. But that's a live playoff so that we can have our final 16. But hey, thank you for tuning in to Hard Facts. Remember, one winner, 1 million naira, and 1 million Lagosians who cannot be wrong tuning in to catch all of it. We have a great show for you to today. We'll start with the big three, which is actually a big two today. We're staying on I Beg to Differ. Let's talk to last November's winner and runner-up. Then let's talk about the continuing fuel scarcity. I'm seeing lots and lots and lots of queues all over the city of Lagos. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how difficult it has been or has not been for you to get fuel. If you are in traffic at the moment, if you are on a queue right now waiting to buy fuel for yourself. From 4 o'clock, we'll bring you Community U Report. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about the road to 2023. Atiku says getting the PDP ticket is always easy for him. Mwike says this is an insult to party delegates. And Bala Mohammed says Mwike should run for president. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. Remember, you can watch us live on Facebook. I've got Tanvita Kaushik and Emmanuel Anadi in the studio with me. So watch my conversation with them live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Let's get started with the big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos. Okay. Of course, what is it like to be an I Beg to Differ contestant? What is it like to be an I Beg to Differ contestant? So that's like the first question, right? Then when will the fuel scarcity be over? That's our second question. Those are the big two. Lagos, let's talk. For our first story, we're looking back at the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament. It was an amazing 3 weeks in November last year. I really enjoyed coming to work every day to listen to those 16 brilliant, eloquent students debate each other about various serious, very serious and current topics. And in the end, two of them made it to the final. And they're both with me today. And this time, they are under no pressure whatsoever. How does that feel to be in here, but you know, you have to be chill and like blasé? Let me start with Emanuela. How does that feel? Like, you're not having to remember your points, like remember to go over stuff. Talk to me, Emanuela.
Actually, first of all, I would like to thank God, and I also like to thank Nigerian Info for the opportunity given to me last year and also this year to come back, because so many people aren't given that opportunity. To my question, it's wonderful. Coming back, not remembering any point, not trying to assimilate any longer. Mm-hmm. It's been so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Tambita?
Honestly, everybody here is so friendly. It just feels so great to be back. Like, obviously, I've missed the studio. I've missed, like, the routine of coming upstairs and coming to the studio.
Yeah.
And, like, it's such a welcoming place because everybody's, like, always really happy and they always remember who you are, which is so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it feels great to be back here under absolutely no pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. So, let's talk. First of all, how did you hear about I Beg to Differ? What made you decide to compete, Emanuela?
Okay. Normally, I'll be truthful. I only listen to the radio. I seldom listen to the radio.
Okay.
So, I heard it from my school.
Okay.
They brought up the debate tournament. They brought it up to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we were in the assembly that day.
Okay.
And they called us out.
Okay.
They're like, you're in big trouble.
Ah!
I was like, God, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, okay, you've been selected. I felt so honored to be called.
Aww.
So the school just introduced me to the debate topic. Actually, I've never gone this far for like some of the competitions I've gone.
Okay.
So I just saw this as maybe a good platform for me to just
come and practice.
Yeah.
Come and show yourself.
So I took it, you know, very seriously. Yeah. And I heard it from my school.
You heard it from your school. How about you? How did you hear about it?
Well, I heard it from my parents, actually. My dad. Yeah, my dad listens to the radio every single day when he's coming back from work. And I listen to it, like, occasionally, but it's after school, so I'm kind of, like, in that state where all I want to do is go sleep.
Yeah.
So they heard it on the radio. My mom comes up to me and she's like, oh, you know, maybe try to audition. And, like, I was a bit iffy about it. I kept, like, putting it off and procrastinating it. And so, like, it was at midnight that I recorded it and I just like sent it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only about two rounds into it that the school started to like actually, you know, show a lot of support and like give the attention that was necessary.
So, yeah,
definitely my parents. I have to thank them for this.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Tambita Kaushik's audition. By the way, if you just joined the show, I have on the show with me. Tambita is hiding her face. She's like, eh? if you're just tuning in, I have the first runner-up in the first I Beg to Differ tournament, Emanuela Nadi, back on Hard Facts in the studio. My second guest was the first ever winner of the I Beg to Differ tournament, Tambita Kaushik. And, you know, you just heard them tell you how they heard about the tournament, who told them about it, and when they decided to enter. Why did you decide to do it?
Honestly, at that point, I had just finished a debate competition and we had done really well. So I was kind of like riding the high of being good at debate.
Okay.
And this opportunity it kind of fell into place like fate. As soon as like it was readily like available, I just decided to audition. And when we actually got it, my sister calls me up and she's like, you need to do this well. This is fate. If you got selected and you didn't even put like, and you just decided to do it, then you've got to try it.
You've got to try it. Okay, let's hear what Tambita thinks is a terrible audition, but we thought was a really good audition.
Did you know that we have a human right to privacy? Article 8 protects your right to respect for your private life, your family life, your home, and your correspondence. But how is this relevant today? Good morning, honorable judges and our ever-listening audience. My name is Tanvita Kaushik, and I'm for the motion that states, will artificial intelligence be a net positive or a net negative for humanity? But firstly, how does AI work? AI algorithms are powered by data. As more and more data is collected about every single minute of every person's day, our privacy gets compromised. Businesses and governments making decisions based on this intelligence could lead to social oppression and the violation of human rights. Speaking of law and lawmaking when it comes to AI, there has to be an economic, legal, political, and regulatory evolution in discussion right now. For example, if an autonomous vehicle or self-driving car hurts a pedestrian or destroys public property, who's to blame? And how can we decide universally? Another issue is ensuring that AI doesn't cross over ethical or legal boundaries. Even if the original intent of AI is to benefit humanity, if AI gets destructive, it could negatively impact society. Human goals must be aligned with AI algorithms, an issue that's still in progress worldwide. Even though AI supporters claim that it will create more jobs and leave humans to do what we love, how much of that will apply to LEDC and developing nations? If AI takes jobs in developing nations that already have unemployment issues and a crumbling economy, will AI really be beneficial to that nation? Of course it won't. So in conclusion, there's no way that a complex phenomenon like artificial intelligence will grace our society without any major obstacles that affect all of us. From loss of privacy to loss of jobs, there are too many negative effects of AI. And with all the global problems right now, can we manage artificial intelligence?
So that's the audition we listened to. And we were like, yeah, we have to have this girl be a part of this. We played Emanuela's audition live on air before they joined us as well. And, you know, we listened to both of them and we're like, nah, these people have to be in the top 16. Why did you decide to talk about AI?
Honestly, at that point, artificial intelligence was something I knew very little about, and I feel like one of the best parts about debate is I get the time to research in depth on these topics that I've always wanted to research on, mm-hmm. but I've never really, you know, gotten that extra push to do it. Mm-hmm. So when I saw all the topics, I figured that I had a fair amount of knowledge on mostly all of them, except for artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the topic, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to use this as an opportunity to, you know, actually not be so ignorant about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why I chose artificial intelligence.
Oh, my goodness. How about you? Why did you choose your audition topic?
Okay, should phones be allowed in school?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest.
topic, I like her. She's very honest.
The topic was read out to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that day, I was supposed to write a test in school.
Okay.
I think I was not I was not feeling too well.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, mm-hmm.
You can move it this way so you can look at me and talk. Yeah.
So I had to take the test very quickly to catch up in my early morning class.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that was in my head was to hear the topic, mm-hmm. you know, just to pick one that I know that is very easy for me. But mm-hmm. basically, I chose that topic because of, I really feel that this is a global age. Mm-hmm. We are the Generation Z, mm-hmm. and some things that we have to do requires all these gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that, okay, what if I debate
mm-hmm.
and my opinion is actually heard?
Mm-hmm.
So I went.
That's why you chose that topic. Yes. Wow, brilliant. Walk me through your feelings, Tanvita, when you found out that you've been selected for the live rounds. Now, I've read your article. It was a brilliant article, by the way. You write really well. Lagos, if you want to read her article, it's available now on our website. Our website is www.nigeriainfo.fm. Click the I Beg to Differ page, and then you can read Tanvita's article about her experience, because her school, Avicenna School in Ikeja, made her write an essay for their yearbook about her experience on the I Beg to Differ debate tournament, and she wrote a really, really good one. So go read it on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. So talk to me about it.
Okay, so I was upstairs in my room, and I was on my laptop, I was doing some homework, and then all of a sudden I hear like loud voices from downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and like obviously it's my parents, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh no, what did I do this time? Right, I figured I was in trouble. And then I hear like the sound of a call go off,
mm-hmm.
and then my dad's asleep, and then he wakes up, and then I figure that something's gone terribly wrong, like I've done something so horrible. Mm-hmm. So I ran downstairs, and what I find is the exact opposite. So my mom's kind of in shock. My dad's kind of explaining what's happened. Mm-hmm. So that was when you had given them a call to let them know that I had been selected. I actually gave my mom's number because at that point I didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
And so you called them. And then when my dad saw like your name on like the ID of the caller, he just like shot up out of bed and like was like, oh my gosh, she's calling. And so like it kind of took me a second to process. And like I knew who I had to talk to like immediately. So I talked to my family, talked to my sister, kind of figured out my direction with this. But honestly, it was very surprising. Like I did not expect to hear back because like I said, my audition wasn't that great. It wasn't the best I could do, but I wasn't expecting to hear back. Also, the article was something my school wanted me to do for their like yearbook magazine. And so like I just decided to like, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, like, if it's something that's going to inspire more people to debate, then yeah, sure, I'll write about it. Also, there's like this kind of feeling that you want to hear, like, you want people to hear your side of the story, to like hear your opinions on something that's like been televised. So like I really wanted to write, so it was kind of therapeutic in a sense.
Felt that way. It felt like you were telling us, I know that people saw me like do amazing stuff, but this is how it really felt every step of the way,
right? Because like whenever I talk to people, they'd be like, oh, you did so well, and like they'd give me all their opinions about what they thought I was doing, and then in reality it'd be like really different. So I mean, I'm like, you know what, let's just set this right. Let's just set the record straight for a second. That's not how that went down. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm so glad.
I am. I'm glad we met you, and I'm glad that you debated with us. Emanuela, counting the final, you had 4 debates in 3 weeks. What goes into preparing for those debates? From the moment that we email you the topic to the moment that you go on air, walk me through it.
Okay. I had sleepless nights, just the surf and the net, research on my topic. I had midnight classes with my coaches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I also took classes abroad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I also tried to assimilate on my own.
Okay.
So it was a lot of preparation. The accent at the finals, I didn't even sleep at home.
Oh, wow.
I didn't sleep at home. I slept at my proprietress's houses.
Oh, wow. So for the finals.
Yes. Wow. I knew that if I go home, I wouldn't really have that time to concentrate.
Okay.
So I had to make that sacrifice of leaving my family and putting in my best.
Mm-hmm.
My preparation process was a really good one, and I want to give that kudos to my coaches, Mr. Adams and Mrs. Adaramola. They have been so wonderful. Like,
aww.
Even if I make mistakes, they try their possible best not to yell at me. They just try to put me back on the right track.
Okay.
You know, guide me, my listening ears, you know, everything, my parents, my sister.
Aww. Who, by the way, Lagos, let me tell you, I didn't even know. Imanala told me when she came into the studio, my sister made it to the top 14. So she told me that her sister is one of our top 14. We'll be hearing from her sister next week. She'll be part of those in the round of 16 next week. And Imanala told me that her sister had to step down for her to take part in last year's debate. Why? How did we get there to the point where she had to step down?
Okay, she did not like, I don't know how to put this. Okay. My sister, she's this kind of person that she just likes to see other people excel.
Okay.
Despite the fact that she wants something, but she tries her possible best. Just to make, she just wants to see other people smiling.
Aww.
So she,
and she's your older sister. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just for her.
Are you the last born of the family?
I'm the second born.
Second born. Okay.
So just to see, just like my sister is competing for the 1 millionaire, I'm competing for the 1 millionaire, and all those things, you know, she just said, okay, there's still a chance. Let me step down for my younger sister. Let her go.
Oh, that is such a nice story. I'm going to keep telling that story until the tournament is over. Hopefully she goes far in the upcoming tournament. But yeah, the same question I asked Emanuela Tambita. There were 4 debates in 3 weeks. what goes into preparing for these things?
Honestly, it was extremely difficult because the week that I had the finals and the semifinals was the week that my examination started. So it was that was when things began to get a bit hectic, because prior to that, what would happen is that I'd sit down for like 2 days, 3 days, get my research, get my points. Then I'd sit down for a day, write out speeches, and I'd spend the rest of the time trying to like memorize a bit, just, you know, trying to get a brief idea of what I was about to say, understand the topic a bit more. But then as the deadlines began growing shorter, and I love this, the topics began getting more intense, which I absolutely loved, because this, it showed me like just how much I could learn in a really short amount of time. So there was like a point where I'd spend just like one day researching. Like everybody would gather around. So like my mom would sit, my dad would sit, I would sit. We'd like go ahead, we'd research, we'd send each other links. And then by the end of the day, I'd like get like 7 to 8 points, sit them down, make them into a speech, like remove the weaker points. Just, you know, it was a lot of trying to make sure that I got the most efficient speech, because the time limits were like quite short as well. And so the finals, what kind of happened like on the Monday of the finals was the Monday of the semifinals, I kind of had to like write my exams as quickly as possible. Then at lunch, I didn't eat, I just like ran straight downstairs. We took the car, came here like directly, and so it was definitely a bit hectic, and there was definitely a lot of pressure. But I feel like that's what in the end made it a really comforting support system, because when you've got the entire school knowing that you're doing something as, you know, crazy as like a debate competition on like national radio, then they like start to support you a bit more. Even the people that weren't too keen on you just start to like, you know what, let's give her a bit of moral support. So I feel like it just kind of brought me closer to everyone, along with helping me, you know, get the most efficient speeches I could. So.
How has life been after I beg to differ? How did your family members and classmates and your teachers react to your performance? Tanvita, then I'll come to Manola.
Honestly, I think most like 14-year-olds would believe me if I said that nothing really changed. Like, if I, you know, the thing
you still
is,
have to do dishes at
you
home.
You still have to do dishes at home. Like, you still get yelled at. Nothing really changes. If anything, they feel the need to ground you even more. Like, we need to remind her that she's actually not that good. So, like, that's kind of what the vibe is at home. And then at school, it's, no, I'm joking. At home, they were really lovely. They were all really proud of me. Especially my family that was living like out of Nigeria, my like extended family, they were so lovely. They'd like stay up late to tune in.
Aww.
And so it was so lovely of them, genuinely. Like, the support was immense. It felt so amazing. Then at school, nothing really changed at all. Like, a bunch of people, they just like give me my space, because I was like in the sort of headspace where I was just like, oh no, I've got so much to do. So they just kind of gave me my time and the support that I needed. And then after it was all over, they were like, okay, so what are you gonna buy me the 1 million?
Oh wow.
Yeah, so like that's the, and then like 2 months later, they just kind of forgot about the whole thing. New things come up, we've got really short attention spans.
To be honest.
So like it's not like I'm a celebrity or anything. I'm just like normal Tanvita when I'm back at school, which I think I really love. I would not know how to handle it if they treated me any different.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Emanuela? Did things change for you? How did your family members react to you, and your classmates, your teachers, how did they react?
Okay, I'm this kind of person that like my space. I don't really mingle like that. I'm not like, what doesn't concern me, I don't meddle into it. So many people did not like me for that fact. But after the first two matches, that was with Sarah and Chiagozie, I noticed that people started coming close. People that, you know, not
would
like
ignore you before.
No, they don't ignore me.
Okay.
People that we don't even really
vibe,
speak, you know, they started coming closer. So like, oh, Emanuela. And, you know, the funniest thing was, any single thing I wanted to do, if, once I step into the school, there's this particular boy. He'll just come. She's arrived. Yes, she's arrived. And he'll carry my bag. I'll be like, oh God. You know, to the extent that break, everybody like, oh, this. And after the I beg to differ, my school did a debate competition in the school. I was not allowed to debate. I felt really bad. I was not allowed to, but I had to give other people the chances, you know, to at least bring out that talent that they weren't picked for. So
do you have a debate club in school?
Yes.
Okay.
We have.
Okay.
So life has not been very, very different, mm-hmm. but it has changed a little bit. You know, after I came back, I was the principal for a day. So my family, they still treat me, you know, as beautiful as they have been treating me.
Okay.
So life has just been the same, but it has been a bit better.
Okay. A bit better, but the same. Yeah. Now, as I said at the start of the show, we have our top 14 for the tournament next week, and we're going to get the remaining two tomorrow. Lagos, don't forget, 4 p.m. tuning for the live playoffs. We had four of these students tie for the final two spots, so they're going to battle it out for you right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info tomorrow from 4 p.m. What advice do you have for these 16 students who are about to walk the same path that you did, Tamvita?
Honestly, I feel like when something, it's only going to get bigger is the thing, because the first ever I Beg to Differ competition, it did not get the amount of attention that it's getting now for the second round. Mm. And that's only going to get more for the third and for the fourth.
Mm.
So I would just say try to stay as grounded as much as possible, even though it feels like, you know, this is the end of the world. Like, it's so intense. It gets really intense when you're in the headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of calm down and just know that you're going to have a good support system. Because like after I finished, like the day after the final round, when I won the finals, I walked into school and then like I hear this really loud like continuous thumping and I'm like, what? And then so I'm walking into school like this is really loud noise, and like I meet a prefect in the corridor, and she's like my friend, and so she's like, oh, that it's for you, and I'm like, what's for me? And then like I walk in and then there's like everybody in the entire secondary school is out and they're clapping for me and like chanting my name. And it's so amazing. Like I go there and I like hug all my teachers and it's just amazing. And like that happened, but then like the next day they were back to normal as well, treating me as normal as possible. So I think it just goes to show that no matter what happens here, everything is just gonna, it's everything's temporary, it's just gonna go back to normal afterwards. So like don't get too excited on either side of the spectrum, don't get too upset, don't get too excited, everything's just gonna come back and fizzle out eventually.
That's such fantastic advice, and it's fantastic advice for life, really, not not just for I Beg to Differ, it can apply to most things. How about you, Manuela? What advice do you have for these people who are about to walk the path you did?
Okay, I'm going to make it very, very brief.
Okay.
Firstly, I would love to tell them that they should be themselves.
Okay.
Secondly, understand and put it in your mind that whatever is what doing well, whatever is what doing at all is what doing well or best. And never give up. Don't opt out.
Okay. Don't opt out. Don't give up and keep going at it. Lagos, I'll give you a chance to talk to my girls. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190. I should say that Tamvita and Emanuela will be back at the end of the year for a tournament of champions. So Tamvita and Emanuela will be facing all the winners from Nigeria Info Lagos, Nigeria Info Abuja, and Nigeria Info Port Harcourt. We'll have a national debate towards the end of the year. You'll get a chance to win again, or Emanuela will get a chance to be the winner of the 1 million in the Tournament of Champions. It's going to be more intense than the one that you were both at, the very first one, because now we have all the champions facing each other. I'm actually looking forward to that. I really am. But let's come to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Glory.
Glory, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Honestly, I am so much impressed to hear this girl speak over the radio.
Yes.
It has really shown that we still have good students out there that will be able to defend the country tomorrow. Seriously, I am so much impressed. And I give them a thumb up and encourage them to continue the more. Yeah.
All right, Glory. Thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, leave us comments on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling.
I greet you, Sandra.
I greet you too, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, and I greet you too, guest. Alabala Basemani.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, one of your guests here is speaking like a Ghanaian. Is she a Nigerian or a Ghanaian?
She's a Nigerian student.
Oh, don't speak like as if she's out of you. You know, the way you talk faster. So I thumbs up for her and the other lady there. I congratulate them once more. Sandra, these are the people that we need to celebrate. Are you getting my point?
Okay.
It's better for most of these are people that spend money on this particular show. BB Nigeria and Co. How can they bring money, bring their money to Nigeria Info to sponsor these kind of people so that those people will do more? Look at the Nigerian girl that is speaking as if she's from America or something like that. A Nigerian student like that. So I congratulate you, young girl. I congratulate you. Uh-huh. I wish you more. Sandra, please, convince people. Let them sponsor them more. Okay. Let them put more effort to this program so that a lot of people can emulate them.
Okay.
I greet them again. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Alaba. Good afternoon. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name's Clement.
Clement, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I really want to commend Tamvita and Emanuela. Okay. They really tried last year. And I expect them to do better in the Tournament of Champions. And Tamvita, I just love the way, I love the way you talk. I love the way you debate. That shows that you are really grounded. And also, Emanuela, you're so confident. I just love that about you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Clement. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We've got Chizoba on the line. Hi, Chizoba.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Chizoba from Bariga.
Welcome.
Sandra, do you think Nigeria government are ready to sponsor these kind of people? People that will raise up their head tomorrow to go against them? This is one of the reasons why Nigeria is not meant to be good, because we have good people there who meant to do something great.
Okay.
But these people call themselves a government. They are the one placing their cursed head on themselves, not to let people to rise. My dear, I wish you people good luck. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling, Chizoba. We've got Fidelis on the line. Hello, Fidelis. Thank you for calling us. Where are you calling us from?
Calling you from Ghana.
Fidelis from Ghana. Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to celebrate your guest in the studio,
okay.
Especially the winner of the last Abeduta tournament.
Okay. Turn the device you're listening to us with off. Turn it off.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to encourage sponsors of BB Niger to please turn their attention to this wonderful program, as it will encourage our children to be up and doing in terms of their education.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. We've got Happiness on the line. Hi, Happiness.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? Good evening.
I'm fine. Kisses to you.
Kisses to you too.
The future is bright, Sandra. The future is bright. Those girls are lovely, wonderful girls,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Honestly,
I'm impressed.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Greetings to them, eh?
Yeah.
Sandra, I hope my people, they are coming this time around.
Who are your
Ikorodu
people?
Yeah,
yes, so Ikorodu is heavily represented.
Good, heavily represented.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, ma'am?
Paula on the line for my job.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, I really say this. They are doing wonderful results. In fact, I'm really impressed. I was in my days, I was thinking, so like they are doing. You're laughing. Sandra, for me, I would say, that why don't you get regular kids? These ones are not regular kids, though.
They're regular kids, though.
No, they're no. Let's be realistic.
Ah.
They are not regular kids.
Ah.
You understand? Let's get regular kids from Agege, Mushin, from what's his name? This place again, Ajegunle.
If the regular kids, if those ones apply and their audition is good, they will get in.
Sometimes they don't have this opportunity to get. Such this place now. You understand? You know what I'm trying to say, please.
Okay.
Because these kids too, they are good. It's just that they are not opportune.
Well, we got a lot of entries from public schools for March. So we'll hear from a lot of people in public schools.
You're doing well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much for calling. James is on the line. Hi, James. Hello, James. James isn't there anymore. 99.3, hello. Aw, sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got OC. OC is joining us from Canada. Hi, OC.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. I just want to say, by the way, I'm OC. I'm calling from Canada. First of all, to your guests, let them know that Nigeria Info is not a national radio because we have international listeners. It's like an international radio, so it's like a world audience. And we're proud of our children, like, you know, young Nigerians who are, you know, setting the pace for others to follow. Back when I was in Nigeria, I used to be in the SUG, like studying the government, and I used to do something like this, right? And inter-faculty debate competition and stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, in line with the previous callers, I just want to say, not the Nigerian government, but let's say well-to-do individuals and then organizations should encourage this, and then let's try to do this at a much, it's a much larger scale, and then encourage our young ones to study and then anticipate for a better tomorrow. So yeah, just want to say thank you for this idea, and I look forward to the next competition. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling us, OC. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to Tamvita Kaushik and Imolan and Nadi for honoring our invitation, coming into the studio one more time to talk to us about your experience. You're coming a second time at the end of the year when you face other champions like yourself. So all the best. Go back to living normal, non-celebrity lives. Thanks for coming back to where it all began.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank you
for having us.
All right.